This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. And for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We have the infamous one and only Carl Gallups, a former law enforcement officer, a best-selling author, and senior pastor of one of our favorite churches there on the west side, upper west side of Florida, Hickory Hammock Church. Carl, how you doing, buddy?
Thanks for having me on.
Hey, always an honor to have you with us, buddy. His two latest books, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Gods and Thrones and When the Lion Roars. Boy, I'll tell you, it is connecting with the folks. It has risen you as a top 60 Amazon best-selling author. I mean, you are cranking, buddy.
Well, yeah. Well, thank you. The Lord has tremendously blessed my life, my ministry, and the books, and giving me a broader platform for the message of the gospel. So, all praise to Him. But thank you for your kind words.
Well, Carl, I want to talk to you about what happened in South Florida. I mean, that's not too far away from either one of us. Although I'm in California today, heading back east. To the East Coast of Florida. Shocking, horrific, all the words that you can possibly think of. I was greatly disturbed. I got to say this, internet generation, the millennial generation, the real-time videos that were being published on the internet. I mean, parents hadn't been informed. I mean, we see bodies of young children that are thrown on the internet without any advance notice. Did you find that disturbing at all?
Yes, of course. And it's a different world, and I don't know how we're going to catch up to it in the way of, somehow trying to get ahead of these things, maybe even regulating them. But regulation, more regulation is not always the answer either, because sometimes that can lead to complete censorship. So, no, it's a new phenomena, and it seems that we still don't have a real grip on it. How horrifying would it be for parents? I mean, I'm a parent. I'm a grandparent. I can't imagine hearing that going on the news, or getting phone calls from, from school administrators or whatever, and then being exposed to tweets and videos coming straight out of the situation, not knowing anything about my own children.
Or seeing your child. That was my immediate thought, just like yours, is that, wait a minute, that's the clothes that they wore when I last saw them this morning.
Yeah.
And they're covered in blood. I mean, my goodness. Like you said, this thing, it's the new world that we live in, this world of information that just goes flying out there without a filter.
Well, yeah, no, it's instantaneous, and now everybody has a voice. Now, listen. That sounds, that sounds good to say, well, everybody has a voice. That sounds so patriotic. It sounds so wonderful. But the problem is that there are billions of people on the planet, and not all of those billions have any kind of a voice of reason or rationale or sanity or godliness. A lot of what is spewed over the internet daily is pure demonic.
Without a doubt.
It's a new world.
Well, Carl Gallups, when we come back, as a former decorated law enforcement officer there in Florida, I want to get your take on this. Are we expecting too much from law enforcement and the FBI? It would appear that, there is some question, again, as if the FBI needs more questioning these days, whether they dropped the ball, because there was a red flag that went up when this kid had made the statement that he wanted to become a professional school shooter. They checked the guy who filed the report, but never followed up on the shooter himself. Anyway, we'll talk more with Carl Gallups on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Well, Carl Gallups remains with us. Always great to have Carl and get his insight as a former law enforcement officer, a pastor, and best-selling author. Carl, you know, you knew what was going to happen with this shooting, that instantly the pundits were going to talk about, gun control, mental illness, and they're probably closer, you know, by talking about mental illness. I had tweeted out immediately that this is what a lawless and hard-hearted society looks like here. This is what America has reduced itself to. What say you?
Well, no, listen, this is a complex issue. I mean, the Second Amendment is what it is, and our founding fathers knew it and understood why we needed it. And the Second Amendment should be guarded and protected. On the other hand, true diagnosed in-your-face mental illness like this and other instances we have seen, people on heavy dosages of psychotropic drugs, et cetera, psychotropic drugs, those kinds of folks obviously don't need to have guns in their possession.
Exactly.
But you know, it's a slippery slope, and this is what we've got to deal with as a culture. Because so what if somebody, you know, goes to take some, maybe even temporarily, to take some anti-depression medicine for some trauma that they've experienced in their life? Well, that's on their records. And so, you know, there has been a movement in the past, and there are still people discussing legislation for anyone who's ever been on any psychotropic drug, you know, is deemed maybe not mentally ill, but ineligible to possess or to have a firearm. Well, that's not always the case. So
right.
It's extremely complex. But the bottom line is this continual call to take guns away, to do away with the Second Amendment philosophy and rights, to rid the world of guns. Oh, I wish we could rid the world of guns. You know, and we've talked about this ad nauseum,
right.
But if we could, there would still be bombs, there would still be knives and axes and chainsaws and automobiles and
rocks.
Anything else you can think of to use as a weapon. Warfare, brutal warfare. Tens and tens and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people died long before the gun was invented.
Yeah.
So it's not the gun. And but of course, Bill, you know I pastor a church and have for several decades, and we have a huge security protocol put in place in our church. And you know, schools, Why can't they do the same thing?
Exactly.
The schools in Florida.
They need your book, and that was I was going to just interrupt you for just a second. Carl has written a rather comprehensive book compared to what I've seen out there. Whether you're a church, a school, or anybody that's security conscious, you need to get your hands on this book. Carl, refer them, give them the title and how they can get their hands on it.
Yeah, it's called Be Thou Prepared, and they can get it at Amazon, any place. Good books are sold.
I recommended it to a church here just 2 weeks ago. I was talking to the head of security. I said, you need to get your hands on this book, and if you can't, you let me know, and I'll get it for you. But you make that happen, because they're doing some things. The church is understanding, but obviously there are some schools. Interestingly enough, in this particular school in Parkland, compared to, I'm in L.A., I can tell you there's parts of L.A., the security is quite enhanced, and it's in the low income areas. But in the high income areas, I mean, this is what regarded as one of the safest schools, safest areas in the nation, but no longer is under attack. So, but yet the security was very laxed and eased off, and now they realize, a big wake up call. Not only them, but other schools need to step their game up and realize that they're all vulnerable. And we go back to the basic aspect of being a victim or being vulnerable, Carl, and that is if you're not prepared and you have your gates are open, easy access. I mean, they thought they did their job by putting a memo out saying, hey, this kid's not allowed to come back in the school with a backpack. I guess they forgot to add a backpack or AR-15 and a gas mask, huh?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And you know, Bill, listen, give me just a moment to unpack this.
Yeah.
Here's the hypocrisy and the hypocrisy of the gun control movement and the political correctness. It is killing us. No pun intended. And I mean that. It is destroying us. Let me explain. Florida is a must permit state. In other words, if you pass the 3 or 4, you got to have be a certain age, and you can't have this criminal violent background, et cetera. There's 2 or 3, 4 things. If you pass that, then the state must permit you for a concealed carry permit, for example. Mm-hmm. And I've been carrying concealed in Florida and the other 36 states that we have a reciprocal agreement with for many, many years. And of course, coming out of law enforcement, it was no problem for me to get a concealed weapons permit. But it's a must carry permit state. However, they designate this handful of what they call gun-free zones. Well, guess what? Schools are gun-free zones. Now, listen, here's the hypocrisy of it. They say, well, we don't want people with guns around our children. Well, wait a minute. When your kids come out of the school, they're surrounded by people with guns.
Yes.
Yep. I mean, cops, the concealed weapon permit carriers. I mean, the area I live in, we've got 4 or 5 military bases around here, et cetera, et cetera. They come to our church. For decades, we have people with concealed weapons permits. They're lawful, trained, ex-cops, ex-military, citizens who have been trained and are licensed. They carry. We've got security teams, video cameras, a protocol in place, et cetera. So to say we don't want people with guns around our children, well, I understand. You don't want people walking down the halls of the schools with a gun on their side like a cowboy. I get that. But there could be some common sense reasonableness to take place. For example, a Carl Gallups, okay, a former law enforcement officer, now a pastor for years with a concealed weapons permit. If I'm on a school campus, I'm not supposed to have a concealed weapon. Well, would love to have had 10 or 12 Carl Gallups on campus that day?
Without a doubt. Exactly.
Picking up their children, checking on things, maybe going to the office for paperwork. When that happened, can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
So the bottom line is we have created zones where our children are sitting ducks.
Exactly.
They are sitting ducks. Mm-hmm. And again, back to my church, we are not sitting ducks at my church. Mm-hmm. You've been in my church.
Yes.
You've worshipped in my church.
Right.
You know you don't feel like a police state. You don't even
no.
realize the
exactly.
security that's in place. But I promise you, even with a massive security system, it doesn't guarantee nothing bad will ever happen, but it does guarantee that you will not be a sitting duck and that this massive, massive death zone probably won't occur because there are protocols in place, there are armed, trained, licensed, legal, sane people with firearms, ready to protect the innocent among us and the defenseless among us, and ready to neutralize a situation like that. But our schools in Florida are not allowed to have that. I'm telling you,
this thing's no doubt this has to be addressed. We've got to go to break now, Carl Gallup.
Right.
And no, it's okay. We'll pick up the conversation on the other side. You've heard me. I told you the story about going into a movie house, and they had noted up there that it was a gun-free zone. And I talked to the manager, and he got it. He understood the vulnerability and also understood that he'd be the first target, right?
Yes.
Carl,
yes.
More from Carl right after this. Stay with us.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, just the way you like us, very independent and fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Carl Gallups is with us, former decorated law enforcement officer out of Florida, senior pastor, best-selling author. Carl, off the air, we were just talking about the responsibilities of churches and how the government is looking at this topic in terms of reasonable expectation of security. Tell our audience about that.
Yeah, well, thank you. I've got this documented in my book, Be Thou Prepared, and I'm not promoting the book. I'm just letting people know that I know what I'm talking about. I can't quote all the sources here on live radio, but my book does. And I did a lot of research on it. But the bottom line is there have been churches that have been sued to the point and lost the lawsuit to the point that some of those churches had to close down to pay the penalties, or because they couldn't pay the penalties, from people who have been hurt inside churches in an active shooter situation or some type of violence, etc. And the churches were sued, and the point of the lawsuit was you didn't provide reasonable security. Now, that didn't mean that they had to have armed people standing around with shotguns or anything, but the churches had no security, or they declared themselves, you know, gun-free zones or violence-free zones, all this politically correct-sounding garbage that what does, it invites danger. It invites an attack. And so these churches have been sued. Now, the hypocrisy of this whole movement is you can close a church that doesn't protect its children, but not only can you not close a school, a public school, but the state will pass laws saying, oh, no, this is a gun-free zone. I can't imagine any school administrator that agrees with the gun-free zone would go home and put up a 4x8 plywood sign in their front yard saying, my home is a gun-free zone.
Exactly.
Nobody would do that. Right. Why do we do that to our children? Mm-hmm. So I'm saying that there are protocols, there are reasonable ways to deal with this. Certainly among all of this was a big school, the second largest county in Florida.
Over 3,000 kids there, Carl?
Yeah, the 17th largest in the nation. Surely there are administrators, there are adults, teachers, workers at the school who are ex-police, ex-military, people that are trained or could be trained. You don't need everybody carrying weapons, but there could be protocols set in place. You could have a group of trained people who are responsible with firearms, concealed, nobody has to know they have them, who go through some type of police training or a formal school crisis training. Just that. And video cameras everywhere, panic alarms. I mean, we've got them in our own church. And if a church can do it, schools can do it. But
well, you know, parents would volunteer.
Gun-free zone is ludicrous.
And you know parents would volunteer. How many dads would in an instant? I mean, this is a concealed carry state. And trained properly, they would be there in a heartbeat to protect their kids, their grandkids. But this option needs to be made available. And, you know, to your point in all this, Carl, it is, you know, this drives me nuts when we operate life and death issues based on a theory. This whole theory of gun-free zones, you tell me there is enough empirical evidence around the world. I mean, some of these pundits are citing, you know, different countries where all guns have been removed and all this. I mean, you know, Dr. John Lott, who does an incredible amount of research on this has exposed it for what it is. These are people just manipulating statistics to come up with in support of some theoretical idea of gun-free zones. And as you say, with signs up there, it's a, you know, you might as well just say shoot here. You know, that's what that's saying. But most incredible. You know, when we first started talking, you were talking about the rights that we had. But lest we forget, our founding fathers in their brilliance attached with the rights and responsibilities. And this is what we're letting go. If there is a release of responsibilities and to the point of lawlessness, I mean, we're already living in a fallen world. Why do we want to give fallen people more room to express themselves?
Yes. No, that's exactly right. I mean, we live in a fallen world. All 7 billion of us on the planet have a fallen sin nature, unless it's restrained. Of course, those of us that are believers understand that the true restraining power is the Holy Spirit of God within us. But the bottom line is, unless it's restrained, I mean, all 7 billion of us have that fallen condition. So we live basically, I mean, in an evil world. I mean, take a look. There are good people within our world. There are good things, of course. But the world is filled with evil. It's filled with evil people. And for us to work on emotions, and that's what all this take away the guns thing is and gun-free zones. It's emotionalism. It's not rational thought. To work on emotions, take a school with 3,000 kids and declare to the world, there are 3,000 children in this building crammed into little classrooms, and we are a gun-free zone. There are no guns on this campus. There's very little protection. I think they had one school resource officer there who got to confront this guy.
Exactly.
So 3,000 kids, one guy with a gun who never even saw the shooter, and they proudly proclaim to the world we're a gun-free zone. The state looks at people like Carl Gallups, former cop, longtime pastor, concealed weapon, and they say, Carl, you cannot go on that campus with a gun under your jacket. You cannot. Mm-hmm. And again, I bet they now wish they had had about 20 Carl Gallupses on that campus that day.
Well, if they're really serious about this, then they need to look at it, you know, truly from a bottom-up perspective in a holistic sort of way.
Yeah.
Carl, we maintained right away, I mean, we were talking about the lost soul of America. And, you know, people said, we don't want this to happen again. Really, if you really don't, then you're going to have to deal with the basic aspect of our humanity. You know, with everything, you know, the music that these kids are exposed to, the video games, all this is part and parcel. You know, the vulnerability of, you know, poor policy that exposes our kids to danger. But at the very heart of all this is, where are we coming from? What is our worldview? What is our mind? Are we really thinking about protecting our kids? And as I said, by comparison, you know, here being in Southern California, you know, I see these schools that are in the poor areas of town have a higher level of security than the kids in you know, in the middle class and upper middle class you know, parts of our country. I mean, that, what does that say?
Yeah. Well, again, a huge inconsistency, a huge hypocrisy, policies and laws enacted and enforced based upon knee-jerk emotionalism and political correctness. Mm-hmm. And this kind of thinking, these kinds of policies, these kinds of laws are destroying our culture. And then, of course, the continual cry, you know, this hypocritical. Listen, I saw a headline the other day right after the shooting that says it's time for conservatives to take a serious stand against mass murder. It's finally time for conservatives. What? Well, that headline, what?
Yeah.
Does that mean that since I'm a conservative, I am for mass murder?
Right.
But I've never taken. Yes, I agree. We should take a serious stand. And it involves proper protocol, proper security, proper placement of people with firearms. You've got to deal with a bad guy with overwhelming force. Otherwise, you have mass murders. I mean, that's the simple fact of life. It's the simple fact of law enforcement. It's the simple fact of military incursions. Look, when I was a cop, they trained us in the police academy. If somebody starts hitting you with their fist and engages you in a fist fight, you pull out something like your taser or mace, or if need be, maybe a firearm. You don't fight fist to fist in a situation where evil is coming against you. You have to have overwhelming force in order to neutralize you wind up with mass murders of our children.
Well, Carl, to your point, you know, the sleds are speaking out, whether it's the brilliance of Kim Kardashian, Democrats, people that are so ideologically fixed and locked in that it is near impossible for them to really address this issue in a reasonable manner when you are fixed on, in a worldview such as what they're expressing, which is counter to what you just said.
It's interesting. Their worldview is only projected on us because all of them are surrounded by people with guns.
Go figure, huh? Is that the ultimate in hypocrisy or what?
Yes, this is what I'm saying. This whole thing is surrounded in hypocrisy.
Carl, how can people be in touch with you and get their hands on your books?
Thank you. CarlGallups.com is the easiest, quickest way for everything. CarlGallups.com. Thank you.
There he is, the one, the only best-selling author, Carl Gallups, former decorated law enforcement out of Florida and senior pastor at Hickory Hammock Church. Hey, all my best to the constituents there at Hickory Hammock, too, Carl, for me, please.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you.
All right.
God bless you and your audience.
God bless. Appreciate it. 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
in theaters now from PureFlix.
Samson, chosen by the living God to be his hand of vengeance.
Who is this God who gives you such strength?
Three vows were bestowed upon me. No wine, no touching the dead, no cutting of my hair.
A hero will rise.
What if he wanted to fight? You should have brought more men.
Chosen.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
Betrayed.
You find me the secret of his power.
My Delilah.
Samson, the Philistines are upon you.
Redeemed.
My strength is now your strength.
No!
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez live.
Is here just the way you like us, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And right now, the guy we love when we talk about money is America's Money Answers Man. You got the questions, he's got the answers. Jordan Goodman, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. Mr. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
It's great to be with you. It's been a pretty volatile day, I must say.
Well, what do you mean day? I mean, it's like been weeks. We've been on a roller coaster right here, and it's not the roller coaster of love I'm telling you about.
So people were concerned this morning. The consumer price index came out up 0.5%. People have been looking for 0.4. Mm-hmm. And there were quite a few signs of inflation. It was not just housing, but medical care and food and just a lot of different areas. Mm-hmm. And so people are worried that inflation is going to kick in more than people expected earlier, mm-hmm. which would mean the Fed Reserve, which currently people expect is going to raise rates three times, maybe will raise them four times, or maybe five times this year.
Is that the counterbalance, is the rising rates by the Fed?
Exactly. So as the administration is pouring on the gas pedal, I guess you might say, between tax cuts, infrastructure spending, deficit spending of all types to stimulate the economy, which is good, the Fed says, well, we got to put on the brakes. We can't let this thing get out of control here.
Mm-hmm.
So currently there's kind of an equilibrium between the two, because the Fed, if they raise rates three times, you know, would slow things down a little bit, not that much. But if they start getting more aggressive than that, that would is what concerns. So initially, the stock market fell sharply on that inflation number, and then it recovered and ended just fine. So there's just a lot of, they're worried, then they're not worried, then they're worried. That's what makes for all this volatility these days.
Well, quite a bit different than the previous 8 years when it seemed like, you know, the Fed was happy to print money. But now we've got to worry about, you know, blending in and feathering in that $6 trillion that they printed up.
Right.
You know, Trump comes out the gate. We're swinging a 3% GDP. And they figure, okay, well, we can start to get a piece of that that increased amount of money. And so it's not like Trump's got full control of everything here.
Well, that's right. He does the fiscal side. He did appoint Powell, who just took over recently as the head of the Fed. So he has certainly a lot of influence. And there's actually quite a few board seats open at the Fed that Trump would appoint. So he definitely has some influence there. But he does not control monetary policy directly.
Mm-hmm.
But he's never worried about debt. It's just never been something that Trump is worried about. He financed all of his casinos in Atlantic City and a lot of his buildings on debt. Sometimes it worked out, sometimes it didn't. Never been his concern. So I mean, the fiscal hawks, I don't even know if maybe it's completely endangered, if not extinct species.
Well, you said they've flown the coop.
They have flown the coop completely.
I think you're right. I mean, you know, and the thing is about Trump, it's one thing when you have, you know, compared to the U.S. government, I mean, come on, it's a smaller size operation. Plus, on top of that, you've got, you know, $21 trillion in debt that you've got to manage. That starts, you know, you start drawing momentum on that, and the numbers go exponential with the rates going up. So it's not like the eight previous years with Obama when you were dealing with low interest rates.
Right.
You know, it looked like good money. But
having the interest rates alone go up,
right,
Bill, makes the deficit go up.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So it's like, you know, we all get a bit delusioned here in thinking just because that's the way it was is the way it'll always be. But, you know, like anything, there always comes that time when you have to pay the piper, right?
Well, the budget that was introduced this week by Mick Mulvaney, the budget director, talks about adding $7 trillion to the debt in the next 10 years. $7 trillion. And that's based on extremely optimistic economic forecasts, plus 3% growth. Let's hope it happens. Let's hope we never have a recession again. But if you don't get that kind of economic growth, the deficit is going to be a lot bigger than that because there's less revenue to the government and more paying out for programs in various ways. Mm-hmm. And this is including major cutbacks at State Department and EPA and agriculture and all kinds of places.
Yeah, we're not even taking into account here that there's a lot of people that the Trump administration has not hired.
Correct.
I mean, right? So
peanuts, though.
Right.
When you get down to it, you know, there's halls of the White House that are empty. There's nobody there. It's true in the State Department and other places
right.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the real money is spent on entitlements when you get
yep.
down to it.
Right.
Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. And,
yeah,
and
all those
part
things
of the administration
Democrats
said that they're not going to touch those three things.
Right.
So you could have a completely empty White House and State Department. It would hardly make a difference.
Could you imagine the courage that it would take to take that on? I mean, they like talking about it during campaign season, but when it comes down to reality, you know, it's like you said, with the birds, they have flown the coop.
Somebody's got to go after it at some point. Now, it's probably going to be later rather than sooner because it's too politically dangerous. But you see what happens when debt gets out of control. Let's visit Venezuela.
Yeah, right,
or
exactly.
Zimbabwe
or
places where
Puerto Rico,
the currency becomes worthless, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to kind of go that direction. But if we add $7 trillion to an existing $21 trillion, that's to me a lot of debt, okay? So what the result of this is for investors is interest rates are going to rise a lot more from where we are now. Today, the 10-year Treasury, which not that long ago was 2%, is now up to 2.9%. I think it's going to go up to about 3.5% this year.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that if you own bonds, treasury bonds, municipal bonds, corporate bonds, bond funds, bonds inside your 401k, you are going to be losing a lot of principal, more in principal than you're earning in interest. If you're earning 2.8, 2.9, and rates go up to 3.5, you'll lose 10% or more of your principal. So that's not a winning deal, okay? You
exactly.
lose more in principal than you're earning in interest on long bonds.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, you earn nothing in the bank in cash, right? CDs.
Right.
So I'll tell you, I mean, I've mentioned this before. It's been very popular with your listeners. My solution to what I call the saver's dilemma are secured real estate funds. We get an 8% yield. Right. But it has no market fluctuation. So if rates go up,
like
as I think they will, it's not going to hurt you at all. A website for that, securedrealestatefunds.com. They're lending short-term to commercial real estate projects all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to worry about the fluctuations up and down. Because I'm just concerned, Bill, a lot of people are going to get hurt by their bonds going out in value, and they don't even know what's happening to them.
Yeah, because, you know, the strings of the bureaucracy are pulling, and a bit irresponsibly, because you see this wall that they're heading for, Jordan. I mean, you know, I've heard this, you know, some smart guys say $34 trillion is the tipping point. And that's without really even talking about the interest. They're just saying in terms of indebedness, if we hit that 34.
That's the principal amount.
Yes, exactly.
The current interest is about $200 billion right now at 20-some trillion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You get up to $34 trillion, you're talking about $1 trillion in interest at low interest rates. Never mind if interest rates keep going up more. So the Treasury now has to pay 2.9 for 10-year Treasuries. Short-term rates are still really quite low, well under 1%. You bring the Treasury bill, the one-year Treasury bill, from 0 to 1%. You're talking about that on like $15 trillion a dollar. That's real money you're talking about. So. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
Well, what Trump has to do in much the same way as he does around the White House in asking about jobs. How many jobs did you create today? And, you know, that is the focus of the White House, which I think is brilliant. But the other thing is that we need to start doing is how many people did you get off of welfare today?
Right.
Right.
Because we've got to cut the entitlements, and that's a big part of it. Now, they're talking about welfare reform. They even talked about changing the food stamp program, or what's now called SNAP, to give everybody this box.
They went up in arms over this deal. It's like, wait, what's your idea? You know, we're sitting here trying to figure out how do we feed more with less, if that's even possible. But, of course, then the Democrats, if that does go through, they're going to sit there and say, well, we got this extra money here, so we're going to put it in this entitlement, too.
Exactly. Just,
that's all they know, right?
That's right. That's right. So it's something's broken about the whole system. The only so-called solution is growth. You've got to have the economy growing, and that's what's going to be happening. If the economy is growing in the 3 to 4% range, which I think is possible, that'll produce more revenues and have lower deficits.
How about if we just
agreed? Spend more even after that?
Yeah, how about if we just agreed on the size of government we wanted? If we say, look, we want a $3.5 trillion government. That's what we want.
Everybody wants something else. Okay,
yes.
The military wants their money. The domestic wants theirs. The State Department, foreign aid. Everybody says, cut everything else except me. That's what it comes down to.
Of course. And he with the biggest megaphone wins, or we should say with more contingent of lobbyists ends up winning, Jordan.
Exactly.
I got to tell you. Well, Jordan, how can people be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I get emails from your folks all the time. I'm glad to help them with any financial question. MoneyAnswers.com.
Keep those cards and letters coming in. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jordan.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This message is brought to you by GSK. According to the CDC, we are in the midst of a very active flu season, with much of the country having experienced widespread and intense flu activity. While relatively rare, the flu can lead to hospitalization and death. Since 2010, annual flu-related deaths during regular flu seasons have ranged from 12,000 to 56,000. Cerise Murata, Chief Operating Officer of Families Fighting Flu and a GSK spokesperson, lost her son Joseph to flu in 2009 when he was only 5.
It wasn't until after losing Joseph to the flu that I realized how serious flu could be. People, for the most part, think flu is just a bad cold. They don't understand how serious it can be, how critically important it is for everyone 6 months and older to be vaccinated against the flu every year. And that's why my mission really is to spread that awareness in hopes that we can save some other families from experiencing similar tragedy.
Currently, the CDC recommends that all people over the age of 6 months get vaccinated against the flu annually. Visit the CDC's influenza website, flu.gov, for more information.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
With the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Danny Huerta joins us now, Focus on the Family's parenting expert, counselor, and father of two. Danny, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Bill, doing well. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, we need to talk about a very important topic here, Danny, as a result of what happened at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. And that is, how do you tell your kids, and if the kids haven't already seen, you know, on Facebook and other social media outlets, the carnage that took place? I mean, this is the thing, and I know that this is today's America, this information age in which we live in, the technology that's available. But I couldn't help but feel for the parents, maybe who had seen these videos, and maybe some parents, maybe even seeing their child lying there on the ground. What an incredible, unfair, and harsh way to get the news.
Oh, absolutely. I think first, the first word is a complete sorrow, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's where it moves you in the depths of your soul when you really think about the parents, anybody being exposed to that, and to have that happen within your family. One of the most moving verses in scripture for me is Jesus wept, just
yes.
The profoundness of
right.
that. And
right.
I picture him weeping as that's mm. happening. And then we have the social media where we're wanting to know everything. And I really do believe it traumatizes parents and people that are close to those, the loved ones that have been hurt in that. And I wish we could filter those things out, because we don't need to see that.
Well, we don't need to underestimate either, Danny, and I know you don't, the impact that it had. Yes, there are direct, 17 killed as a result. The families in the immediate circle that are affected. Those kids, I mean, the videos that I saw, young kids, boys, girls, screaming in anguish. And realizing, next to them, I mean, there are their fellow classmates lying in a pool of blood, something that you would never, ever consider seeing in a classroom. And here they are witnessing firsthand. I mean, they may have seen it in their video games and playing around. It's all very calloused and without much emotion. But now you get to realize what your emotions are all about. But, not only those kids there, but you have the rippling effect that whether you're in California, Alaska, and you see this, Danny, as you said, this is quite profound. I mean, this has affected our country from coast to coast. And I might even say around the world, other people seeing this going, my goodness, what has happened to humanity that we have lowered ourselves to these depths and that, that we grow, people who can, come into our schools and murder our young children.
I know, and really, you're absolutely right. This week has been a time where we've gotten to see the amazingness of how God has created people in the Olympics, mm-hmm. and all the way to the depravity of what man can do apart from God, mm-hmm. and apart from that love of God. And there's a spectrum that's there, and that's why God died on the cross for our sins. He wanted us freed from that destruction and pain. He wanted us to have His love and His love everlasting. He's the anchor, right,
mm-hmm.
of
yeah.
our souls. And when there's chaos, and this, like you said, the best words to describe it are absolute chaos,
mm-hmm.
and then fear and an intense fear. And this is the first generation where the parents and the kids are continually exposed to the potential for a shooting to happen at a school. Even mm-hmm. though school is still a very safe place, it's the one that you hear it again, and then you a few months go by or a year, and then you hear it again. And this is a generation that has grown up with that potential reality. And I know there's a lot of parents questioning, should I homeschool my child, or what should I do now in response to this? And there's certainly a desire to want to keep your kids safe. And that's really where we have to stop as a family and really pause and reflect. What does this mean
right.
for us as a family?
Yeah, and the kids, I mean, here they are. They count on the adults. They count on, teachers to keep them safe. There's some kind of presumed caveat between the kids that you go to school and, the adults have done their job. They're protecting us, that this doesn't have to happen. Now, all of a sudden, this is being questioned. How do you tell your kids it's going to be okay?
Yeah, and that's where you bring logic into it, and you say, okay, I wonder how many kids go to school, and maybe look that up. How many kids go to school every day,
mm-hmm.
and we multiply that by three, by however many school days there are, and then you figure out, man, that's a lot of safety
mm-hmm.
that we truly have in the schools, and schools are trying to put as much safety precautions and still make it a comfortable place to go, kind of a balance to it, so you don't have, detectors everywhere and everything. So it's really, the schools are trying to create that, and parents around the school are trying to come together as well to provide that. And I think, Bill, that the reality is we live in a fallen world where anything can happen, and we every day is a gift from God, and we can reassure our kids that when we're afraid, like it says in Psalm 56:3, I put my trust in You and God, that we have a God that cares deeply for us, and that we are reassured eternal life with them. And I, with my kids, 14 and 12, what we did is we sat down and I said, how are you guys seeing what's happening?
Good question.
As you listen to this, what do you see? What do you think? And I just wanted to step into their world. And I do that with kids that come into counseling practice. I just want to know, what are you seeing? What are you thinking? And then stepping into that to help them bring truth and understanding to what they're interpreting through their lens of emotion. Fear can make things be interpreted in a very different way. And then personalities, right? Different personality types.
Exactly.
You have some kids that are doers, and they want to just do things when they have fear and things like that. And you have kids that are more anxious that withdraw and get real quiet. So each child's going to have a different response. And so entering that as a family, you guys as parents, is important. Each of the children, maybe you go one-on-one and process what's going on. And you'll notice some kids just kind of go back to what they've been doing, and kids that are closer to what has happened are certainly going to want to be processing this for months, maybe years to come, and so
right.
being patient with that and entering those moments with them.
Well, and I, Danny, to your point, I think we need to address it from a very, you know, I know it's not politically correct, but this is a spiritual issue. And maybe we, you know, maybe our society and our culture is getting to the point where it's ripe for a revival. And by revival, I'm not talking something about a bunch of Christians doing an end zone dance. I mean, you know, over this thing. I'm talking about, you know, hearts, minds changing and coming to God. That is much more significant than somebody, you know, yes, we can celebrate somebody changing their lives, but, you know, you consider all the good things that come with our faith. If there were more people who were kind and good and noble and loving, you know, what would happen to our neighborhoods? What would happen to our society? We have let go of that. I mean, as you mentioned, chaos reigns when we let go of these foundational principles, principles that God even told, told Cain, if you do well, will it not go right for you? We're not doing a lot of well right now. And it's not going right, and we live in chaos, and chaos happens when you know, foundational principles and godly laws are forsaken.
Yes, there's when something you mentioned is the ripples. I think that's a key word, that the ripple effect of our decisions and what happens, many times we don't see the end to that ripple, and when we start withdrawing from God, we lose love, because God is love. That's a foundation to a society, to a family functioning well. It's the core. It's the spinal cord of it all. And so if you think of God being love right now, the response to these families and to what's happening is love. And I think the other piece to this is we're needing to pray for not only these families, also this guy that's very entangled in sin. There's God has mercy for him, and we want restoration in his life, and God would want that, even though right now he can't think of that. That's God's love. It's so expansive that he loves every single child he's created, and here we go around destroying his masterpieces that he's created. People are his creation, his masterpiece, his number one creation, and I think we lose sight of that, and we want to we start to worship the created rather than the creator, and when we lose sight of that, we lose sight of true love, because it's misguided love at that point. And you know, right now my heart also goes out to the people that probably feel maybe guilty because they didn't feel like they were they could have done something maybe to stop this, and I hope that they're released from that guilt. This is this was a decision made by this one man, and he owns that. Yet there is we know there's forgiveness of sins, as hard as that is to even grasp at this moment. And this journey of healing is going to be a very long one for not only these families, the community, the nation, as we continue to see more tragedies over and over again. It really shows us that there's a lot of emptiness right now, and we need to a nation that returns to the deep rootedness of being with Christ.
Well, people of faith have always fought the good fight and have led the way, and if there was ever a time that people of faith, through their lifestyle and a lifestyle evangelism, to be the difference that is needed, to be that obvious example, that God-loving example and sign to redemption, the time is now, Danny Huerta. Danny is focused on the family's parenting expert on Bill Martinez Live.
You've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.